Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series. April, week two. Gemstone is diamond. And the characteristic we'll be exploring today is power. So if you can do so comfortably, gently close your eyes and settle into this time of meditation. Take a breath in and out. Breathing in peace and breathing out tension. Breathing in strength. Breathing out weakness. Relax into the chair in which you are sitting. And if you can do so safely, gently close your eyes. And relax. Allowing all the tension to flow from your body naturally as you calm down. You can feel a wave of relaxation coming over your body from head to toe, like a wave of white light touching the top of your head, feeling your entire head, relaxing your face, relaxing your brain, relaxing your jaw. Continue to feel that wave pass through your neck and your shoulders, feeling your shoulders physically drop lower towards the floor. Feeling that wave continue down your arms, relaxing your biceps, wrists, and fingers. Allowing that wave of relaxation to continue to your torso, down your body, relaxing your abdomen, your internal organs, your hips and lower back, relaxing through a wave of white light, allowing the light to continue to relax your legs, thighs and hamstrings, knees and calves, through your feet and beyond, allowing your entire body to relax, to rest in this moment of meditation. Yes. Now bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for. Feel that beautiful, peaceful, vibrant emotion of gratitude. Mix it with some love. Perhaps this person brings a smile to your face. Now bring that energy down into your heart center, the middle of your chest. Feeling the gratitude, loving energy grow and expand to fill your chest, radiating gratitude, being grateful for the effect that this person or object has on your life. Allow that gratitude to fill your entire body with every beat of your heart, pulsing that loving gratitude feeling. perhaps feeling your fingers and toes tingle with that energy. Feel and know that this energy expands out into your world, blessing all those you meet, all those you interact with, blessing your world. Power. Gratitude is power. Power to affect change in your body and mind. Power to raise your spirits. Power to change a frown and turn it upside down. We'll use gratitude as a powerful tool to motivate ourselves. Remain in a positive attitude. We're using gratitude to power our soul. That power comes from within, from our source. However you call your source, God, Spirit, Great One, Allah, your source of spiritual power comes from their source, your God. And through this time of meditation, through time of any meditation, you are connecting with that power. You are creating a clear channel to the source of your power. This source is endless. Endless resources provided for you with ease and grace. Yours for the asking. Yours for the believing. Yours for the knowing that your God is on your side, powering your spirit, your soul, every moment of every day. For this, we are ever so grateful, for the infinite power of God animating our bodies, minds, and souls. So through a moment of silence, commune in gratitude, being grateful for God's presence in our lives. Yes, deeper communion with our soul through meditation empowers us to be connected, to be one with our source of power. Thank you, God. Mental power is the power to remain focused on your goals, on your heart's desires. Focus with a positive outlook, a positive attitude. When we allow our mental faculties to become clouded with doubt and negativity, we lose that power. We allow the ego to take over, to induce doubt, uncertainty into our lives. Remain connected to your source of power, the truth that God is always with you. Keep your mental focus sharp. Focused like a laser beam on your goals, on your best and highest good. You may not know what that is, but ask for it. I'm focused on my best and highest good, and I allow it to unfold before me with ease and grace. Use the power of your mind to cast off the mind chatter that endlessly is searching for ideas, negative thoughts, reasons why. What ifs? It could be. Shh, quiet your mind. The power of the mind, when focused, can achieve any goal. Focus the power of your mind and achieve your goals, your heart's desire. Ask your mind questions. How can this be? How is it my goals are being achieved with ease and grace? Let the mind go to work in the background as it searches to provide your answers. This is its job. Put it to work constructively, creatively, for your best and highest good. Through a moment of silence, let's focus on the power of our mind. Yes, mind is a powerful tool. Keep it focused and laser sharp. Clear of the clouds and mental chatter that slows it down. Empower your body with positive thoughts and the power of God's force to the life force flowing through you without resistance by powering your body with the pure energy of God. Anything is possible. Allow the life force to flow through you as you maintain a healthy body temple with the appropriate amount of exercise, rest, and dietary intake. Your body becomes a powerful machine for moving you through your life. With vitality, with strength, with poise and grace, moving through the actions that you need to take to achieve your heart's desires, to maintain your lifestyle, to support your loved ones and family. Amounts of rest each day is important to allow your body to recharge, to regenerate. For every second, new cells are being created and old cells are being processed and faded out. The natural workings of your body require ample rest. Feel free to rest throughout your day, stopping, sitting, relaxing, perhaps grabbing a pocket meditation for 5 minutes, or a few minutes of shut-eye, resting your mind, body. Feed your body with pure food. Whole foods, foods that aren't processed, foods that occur naturally, fruits and vegetables, meat prepared healthfully. By feeding your body healthy food, you're providing pure energy to work the muscles, the internal organs, using the life force energy in the most productive way. Fatty foods, heavy foods, slow the digestion process down. It can make us feel sluggish, tired, as the body is struggling and working hard to process that heavy food. While vegetables, salads, fresh fruits, full of fiber, are easy for our body to process and are full and rich with the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals our body needs to remain active, vibrant, vital. So use the power of your mind to create and take and make healthy food choices. Use the power of your awareness to feel how the food you eat makes you feel. Do you have to take supplements, dietary supplements, or enzymes, or antacids when you eat your food? What is that telling you? Eat food that makes you feel healthy, vibrant, and alive. Exercise. Create strong muscles, strength to operate your body. Walking is a wonderful exercise that works your body and heart. The right amount of cardiovascular activity works the main muscle, the heart, which pumps tirelessly 24 hours a day. Through exercise, we strengthen that heart and create longevity in our body. Any exercise program should be started slowly and build up with more and more activity. Exercise strengthens our body. In combination with the healthy foods we eat, these are the ways that we create a strong physical body. So through a moment of silence, let's focus and feel our body temple and its inherent vitality. Yes, grateful for our mind, body, and spirit. Thank you, God, for your power that works through us every moment of every day, creating power in our mental body, power to see clearly, power to think clearly. We are grateful for your power in our spirit, the power to create a positive attitude, power to create gratitude, power to have a clear connection with you, our source of all power. We are grateful for our physical body, master machines to animate our lives, to move through the events of our days with power, with grace, with strength. Dear God, we are grateful for all of these blessings, mind, body, and spirit, all powered by your life force, all powered by your grace. As we move through our days, we do so with reverence and gratitude. As we say, thank you, God, and amen. We are powerful beings. We have the power to manifest our heart's desires, goals, and dreams. As we utilize the power from God to focus our spirit on our heart's desires, to focus our mental capacity to create creative ideas to achieve our heart's desires, as we use the power of our bodies to take action, to do the physical things needed our heart's desires, we powerfully create beautiful lives through our mind, body, and spirit. So as we begin to bring this time of meditation to a close, we bring back all that power with us. As we become more outwardly oriented, wiggling our fingers and toes, becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, full of power and vitality, grateful for this time we've spent in meditation, feeling refreshed and renewed, bringing back with us all the power we need to achieve, knowing that we can return to that power at any time simply by turning within unto our heart centers. For more information on power, visit our website at believeinggratitude.net or theachievementprocess.com for achieving your heart's desires. Like us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe or The Achievement. Thank you for joining us. I am grateful for spending this time with you. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are, and have a grateful day.